This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, had a tough day in the grains yesterday. How have we started here on Thursday?
Well, actually seeing a little bit of a rebound. I think wheat is leading the way here this morning, up anywhere from 2 to 6 cents, depending on what class and contract you're looking at. And that's probably going to provide some underpinning strength across the grains as a whole, just simply due to the fact that we're looking at, by all accounts, the worst Russian wheat crop on record. And when you look at the condition ratings right now, it's just absolutely terrible. And they are the largest global exporter of wheat. So it makes sense that we would see some kind of support, especially after making new lows for the move in the Chicago futures kind of across the board there yesterday, and then seeing a little rebound finishing the green, getting a little follow through here this morning. So there's some things to be positive about there. Similar type story in the soybeans. You haven't made a new low, but got down really close to good support yesterday. Tried it again overnight, kind of failed, but now we're trading 7 cents off the low, and corn is just near steady with the beans up a nickel. Kind of some supportive news in the export front as well. We did see really nice numbers for both corn and soybeans. Wheat was kind of lackluster, but within the range of expectations. So I think there's some cause for hope here, even after taking that lashing yesterday that you mentioned.
December typically kind of a quiet month in the ag marketplace. So what stories globally should our producers be watching, or even here at home, in terms of what could move the marketplace?
Well, I think that Russian wheat story is probably one worth watching, although I think people question the validity of the information that comes out of Russia.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn unchanged at 430 even. January soybeans up 5 cents at 988 and 3 quarters. January soybean meal unchanged at 291.90. January soybean oil up 51 cents at 41.93. Chicago wheat up 2.5 at 550 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat up 4.25 at 593 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3.25 at 545 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle down 20 cents at 188.17. January feeder cattle down 3 cents at 256.92. December lean hogs up 20 cents at 82.70. December pork cutout down 72 cents at 91.77. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 18.94. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.